The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This volume has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shimshon Beanstock and family in the schus of Mordechai ben Sarah Basha Beanstock, Oirech Yomim Toivim. May the Torah studied through this volume bring him continued gezunt and hatzlacha ad mea v'esrim shana.
Daf Nun. Gemara in Gittin Daf Nun brings a Braisa. Braisa says the following. Shchiv Mira Sha'omar. Tnu Masayim Zizlopoin. Someone is a Shchiv Mira, he's dying, and he's giving away his possessions, his money, as a Matna Shchiv Mira. He's giving it as a Matna Shchiv Mira, which is giving it as a gift. A Maton of that will take effect, that will be Chal, after he dies. The Shchivira says, Tnu Masayim Zuz L'Ploini, 200 Zuz, 200 coins should go to Ploini, to one person. The Gimel Meis, and afterwards he says, 300 should go to Ploini, should go to a second person. The Dalet Meis L'Ploini, and 400 should go to a third person. Says the Gemara, so what happens? So now they get it, 200 goes to the first person, 300 goes to the second person, 400 goes to the third person. They have a schus. And after the person will die, after the noisei, the person will die, then it will belong, it will go into the recipients. What's the problem? The problem is what happens if this shchivira, this dying man, in reality owed money to somebody else. He has outstanding loans, outstanding debt. And now the balchoy, the person who is owed the money, comes to collect the money from the estate of this deceased person, so he has a right to collect the money from the people who received the gifts from the Shchiv Mira. So the question is, how is it divided? How do they pay back? Which person, which one of these three people does he go to collect the money that's owed him? Says the Gemara, Ein Oimrim, we do not say Koidim, Kala Koidim Mishtar Zoha, we don't say that whoever came first is the he gets to keep it. And generally speaking, the rule is that if somebody owes money, if he owes money to a malva, and the halacha is the malva to go and collect from money that this person, the fuel that this person sold to other people. So the halacha is that he always goes to the last person first. The last person who purchased something from this loiva, from this borrower, he's the person who loses the first. He loses his purchase, and then if not enough for that purchase to fill the amount that's owed, then he goes to the previous person. So usually we should go to the last person. So in our case, when we say he gave 200, 300, and 400, we should say the last person to receive 400, he should be the first person to lose. And if the chayiv, the amount of money that's owed is 400, then he takes that 400, the entire 400 from the last person. If it's more, then he'll collect the rest from the previous person. So for that, the Gemara says, no, that's not correct. We do not say over here that the last person is the person who loses first. Instead, we say, Lefichach, Yotza Olav Shtar Choyv, if there is a Shtar Choyv, if somebody comes with a document saying that the Shchivira, this dying man, the benefactor, is the one who owed money to him, Choyv Mikul, and he collects equally from all of them. So the Gemara says, that since he gave it all at the same time, it's considered that he gave no one recipient has a schus over the other one, and we don't say that the first person he said first is the one who gets his money first, and then only afterwards the second person. We say they all receive their money at the same time, and therefore, if someone comes to collect money that the Shchiv Mira owed them, they have a right to collect equally. So in the case, if they owe them, if they owe them $100, so the halacha would be that we don't actually say we split it and say each one pays a third. This person who got more would obviously be responsible for more of the chayv than the person who received less. But you have to divide it against the percentage that each person received. If one person received twice as much as the other person, so he's responsible for twice as much of the loan. Person who only received half as much is responsible for half. However, the responsibility to pay up this debt is equally distributed among all three recipients. That is the Ikar Halacha that the Gemara over here is bringing down. The question which is discussed by the Ksait HaKoshin in Choshim Mishpat in Simen, Reish Nun, the Ksait in Sukkot and Dalet. Ksait HaKoshin raises a question over here. And he says, what are we talking about? The Shechiv Mirah said that he's giving Messiah Zuz. He's giving 200 coins to Pliny, and 300 to Pliny, and 400 to Pliny. It doesn't seem that the case is he's giving out pieces of land. That's not the implication of the Gemara. The implication of the Gemara is that he's giving out money, or he's giving out assets, metalsalin, different objects that he owns. In fact, this Gemara is also brought down in Bava Basra, on Daf Kuf Lamed Chesed and Aleph. And the Rashbam over there says explicitly that we're clearly talking about the Shechiv Mirah as allocating money, he's not giving out karka. So therefore, it says the Ksais HaChoshin, if that's the case, we have a problem. Because we have a Mishnah in Ksubis, on Daf Peidal and Aleph, who says that if somebody dies and he has outstanding debts, he has loans, he owes money to different people, he owes money to a Bachoyf, and he has the Mishnah says. He has a pikadon, something that belongs to him, an object, an item, that is not his possession. It's not sitting on his property, it's in someone else's property, or it's somewhere out in the world. So the question is, does the balchoy, does the person who is owed this money have a right to take those assets that he finds are already out of the possession, they're not in possession of the original owner, the Yorshim? Does he have a right to take it? Now, to go to the Yorshim and collect his money from the Yorshim, that would be the obvious. He would go collect money from the people who inherited and then collect it from the estate. However, the problem is, if in order to do that, he would have to make a shvua on the assignment. It's not easy to collect the money from the assignment. He would rather just go to the other people who received things, who received the pikadon or halva from the original person, this guy who died, and then they would possibly be able to take it without a shvuah. So the Mishnah has a machlokes about it. Rav Tarfon says that if this guy who died owes money to other people and he has metalsalin that are not presently in his estate, in his rishus, the halacha is that other people, that the balchoy can come and take it. That's the opinion of Tarfon. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva says no, everything reverts to the rishus, the estate of the yarshim, the original estate of the person. And if you want to collect it, you have to go make a shvu, and you have to take it back in the usual manner. So therefore, based on this mishnah, the Ksais HaChoshin says that he doesn't understand our Gemara. Because in our Gemara, we're talking about the Shechiv Mirah gave away metalklin, he said he gave away money to somebody else. So now if we say that this money that he gave away is considered a gift, it's not in the Rishus of the Shechiv Mirah, the person who is giving it away, after he died, it's already considered that it belongs to the Mekabel, the person who accepted it, that now it's considered his money. So it's considered metalklin that is in someone else's Rishus. So it's metalsalin that's not in the estate, that's not actually in the possession of the estate, it's in someone else's possession, it's in someone else's rishus. How is the balchoy allowed to come and collect it? It says over here that you cannot go and collect it. The halacha is, according to Rabbi Akiva, it cannot be collected. So the Ksais HaChoshin suggests in the Gemara, that the Gemara by us, we can say that the Gemara is only going according to Rabbi Tarfon, the Gemara is not going according to Rabbi Akiva. However, that suggestion only works according to, if you're in the Gemara. The Gemara, we could say, the Gemara is not going according to the halacha, that the way we pass it. But in the Shulchan Aruch, that brings down our Gemara, and brings down our halacha, over there in that Siman, in Siman Reish Nun, and brings it down, and actually passes this halacha. How on earth is it possible for us to say that we can't say it's going according to Rabbi Tarfon, because we don't pass like Rabbi Tarfon, so it has to be going according to Rabbi Akiva. If that's the case, what ability does the Balchoid have to come and collect this, to collect his debt from this matana of the Shechiv Mirah? So the Ksais HaChoshin wants to suggest an answer, very fundamental answer, in how we understand how a matana Shechiv Mirah works. And he says it's actually based on a halacha of the Ksais HaChoshin in the same siman discusses at the greater length and greater detail over there in the same Siman, Siman Reish Nun, Sif Katan Yud Beis. So the Chazon discusses the following case. You have a Shechiv Mirah, someone who's dying, and he wants to give some of his money to his daughter. The halacha is, when somebody dies, the halachas of Yerusha say that the money is split among all his sons. If there are any daughters, the daughters do not inherit if there's at least one son. The banis are not Yerush b'makam sheish ban. So this Shechiv Mirah wanted to give something to his daughter. So he gave it to her as a matan, he made a matna Shechiv Mirah. Similar as the matana that the Ara Gemara is discussing, he made a matna Shechiv Mirah, it's a matana, and he's giving this daughter a gift, whatever it was, a certain amount of money. And it was not collected, there was never an opportunity to collect this money. Even after the Shechiv Mirah died. So what happened was that after the Shechiv Mirah died, before the daughter had a chance to collect the money, the daughter died. Now, what happens to this money? The daughter was married, so the halacha is that anything that belongs to a woman who dies, the husband is yerush all the money from his wife. So whenever the wife dies, all the money goes to the husband. So we would say that in such a case, the Shechiv Mirah gave this money as a gift to his daughter. The Shechiv Mirah died, so the daughter is considered the owner of this money. And now that the daughter died, we will say that this money now becomes transferred, the ownership of the money transfers from the Rishus of the daughter into the Rishus of the daughter's husband. And now the husband, the Baal, he gets the money, and they have to do wherever the money is in the estate of the, wherever it's sitting, in the estate of the Shechiv Mirah, the original father, the father who died, whoever is in charge has the obligation to give the money to the son-in-law, to the husband of this deceased daughter. That's what one would say. However, the Ktesa Choshen says that is not the halacha. Because we find a very interesting halacha that says that the only time that a husband inherits the money from his wife when his wife dies, that's only money that is already in her possession. Money that she owns. She already owns completely. Something that's called mulsik. However, something that she does not own yet, but something that she has a right to get, something that's coming to her, somebody owes her money, that is not called mulsik, that's called roi. Something that is appropriate, that's going to come to her. Eventually, it was going to end up in her rishus. For whatever reason, because someone owed it, or there was a promise to give it, so whatever reason, that is called roi. And the Gemara says in Bava Basra that the husband is not yerush anything that is only roi for his wife to receive. Even though usual Yerusha, a regular Yerush will be Yerush Roy. A regular Yerush, a son, could inherit something from his father that wasn't even in his father's Rishus. The father did not own it. It was something that the father was going to get under certain conditions. But those conditions were only fulfilled after the father died. Then it goes to the father, and from the father it goes, proceeds down to the Yarsh, to the sons. However, the husband is not Yarshin, does not inherit something, things which are roi, things that are not actually in the possession of the wife, things that are only going to come into his possession. Therefore, says the Ktzayis HaChoshen, based on this rule, the Ktzayis says, as a proof from the Paiskin, that when somebody gives a matna Shechiv Mirah, in the Aris Sugya, where we're discussing money that is given as a matna Shechiv Mirah, but actually was not received, didn't make its way into my pocket, it's not considered that it's mine. It's not considered that I own it yet. Until I actually receive it, it is still called roi. It is still something that is not actually in my possession. Since it's not yet in my possession, says the Ktzayis HaChoshen in the previous case, where the father gave a gift to his daughter, the matna Shechiv Mirah, and it was not received by her until she died. After she dies, the husband does not inherit this money. The husband does not get this money. This money will go revert to the regular Yerushim. And the daughter does not get it because it was roi. She never received it when she was alive, and therefore the husband does not inherit it because the Baal does not take roi. Based on this, says the Ktzayis HaChoshen, we can now understand our Gemara. Because even though it's true, this guy said, I'm giving 200 zuz to Plain, and 300 zuz to this other guy, and 400 zuz to a third person.
and the husband and the matzah shchivina, the person who gave the money died. So the halacha is that it's considered a kinyan, and the matzana is chal. Matzana happens after the person dies, but it's not completely in the rishus. It's not in the possession of the recipient. The recipient does not actually own it for all intents and purposes until he actually has it in his hands, until it actually reaches his bank account, until it reaches his possession. Therefore, says the Kleis HaChoshe, if before this person has arrived to actually take possession, to take the money, the 200 zuz that is promised to him, instead the Baal Choyiv gets ahead of him in line and manages to take the money before this recipient gets it, since that it's only considered roi, it's not something that he owns yet, so it's still considered that it is in the possession of the estate of this person who just died. And therefore, says the Kleis HaChoshe, since it's roi, the Baal Choyiv has every right to collect this money, even though it is metalka.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.